Scene 6.
Lord Nock, where are you? What in the name of Crepsuset have you done with my left boot? Lord Nock,
it is Crepsuset, sire.
You should never creep up on your king like that, and do not mock your king with his impediment. I can't help it, can I?
Please accept my apologies, sire. It is a habit I have, being so observant. It was, shall we say, a slip of the tongue. It is Suzette and not Suzette, sire. Suzette is French for lollipop, sire.
I could have had a... Now look what you have done. I've got the hiccups.
Most terribly sorry, sire. It was never my intention.
No, it is never your intention, but here I am doing it again.
Because you scoff too much.
What?
Because you cough too much.
Cough?
Cough? What in the name of jam donuts are you talking about?
There you are, sire. Your hiccups have ceased.
What? Oh, yes. So they have. Can't thank you enough, Lord Nock.
Hello, Papa. We heard a loud bang. I had really gory images of your big, fat, wobbly belly popping open. Ugh! I was so worried, wasn't I, Mama?
Oh, yes, she was, Elba.
And I was so not worried, was I not?
Oh, no, you were not, sir.
Because I'm a man.
Proud of it.
Oh, yes, I am indeed. My fans can't get enough of me. Mr. Cool, that's me.
And me.
What fans?
Eh?
What fans?
Well, there is me.
And me.
Yes, sir. No need to worry, as you so rightly put it. Our king is in fine shape. Princess Latisar must love you very much, sire. Though I can't think why.
Pardon, Lord Nock?
Oh, I can see a fly over there.
Oh, flies. Fascinating, are they not? Did you know that flies flap their wings about 200 times per second? Keeps you on your toes. The other day, there I was, doing my usual daily keep fit exercises, a bit of fly swatting. Swat. Keeps you in tip-top form. I love it, especially if I manage to catch one alive. You see, if you pull one of its wings off, lay it on its back, on the floor, it does the most wonderful figures. You know, I remember one hot, sultry summer's afternoon. I was wafting away, you know, as you do. Waft. When you want to get a bit of wind up.
Ah, better out than in.
Oh, that it is, sire. As long as it comes from above and not below.
Elba, you old windbag.
Your Majesty is so observant.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes. In through my window flew five furiously flapping flies. Oh, la 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 la. That is a difficult thing to say, is it not? Anyway, Lord knows why. Something must have attracted them. Hot weather always seems to bring out the flies, doesn't it? They then proceeded to fly around my head. Buzz, 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 buzz. Like a race circuit. I was not amused. I was swatting away like a mad thing.
Did you pull a wing off of each fly and eat it? Did you, Mama? Did you?
Oh, no, child. But I did pull a wing off each one. A veritable ballet they performed before their queen. Not exactly the Bolshoi, but very memorable.
Anyway, Papa, when I heard that big bang, I had images flashing through my overdeveloped brain of you being horribly mutilated with blood spurting out all over the place. That's why we came to your aid. Are you all right, Papa?
What a wonderful imagination she has. Do not fret, child. It was Lortnok. He was just curing my hiccups that he incidentally brought on.
Poppycock, Elbethrothmok.
Yes, Poppycock, Papa. Always trying to draw attention to yourself. I don't draw attention to myself, do I?
Oh, no, no. You are the prince of discretion.
Oh, shut up, Enos. What did you say, my dear?
You heard what I said. Poppycock, the only reason you suffer from hiccups and other wind problems is because you eat as if it is going out of fashion. You just can't get enough, can you?
Gonna be a big bang, bitch flying overhead. Cause you just can't get enough, cause you eat too much plum duff. All the food you hide away, red jellies and fried bread. Cause you just can't get enough, cause you eat too much cream puff. You grunt and groan as you try in vain, cause your trousers do not fit you anymore. King of pleasure, jam donuts are your treat. Cause you just can't get enough, cause you just can't get enough. Every time we turn away, we know you're going to eat. Cause you just can't get enough, cause you just can't get enough. You can't resist sausages for tea. No, you just can't seem to get enough of.
Have you seen what our lady sorceress has conjured up for supper? Roast beef and Yorkshire poodle, and for dessert, plum fluff and caramel cream.
It's pudding, you noodle. Duff, not fluff, sire. And caramel cream, sire.
What? Well, I don't care if it is duff, fluff or puff. Enough! Change the subject.
Good idea, Papa. Why are you only wearing one boot, Papa? That's a bit silly if you ask me.
Yes, Elba, you do look silly.
A little silly if you ask me. Our king has lost his left boot and doesn't know where to find it, like little Bo Peep who lost her sheep.
Yes, stupid boy, that is correct. I took off my boot because I thought there was a creepy crawler inside.
So where is your boot now, Elba?
Probably dropped it down, down, down into the lowlands.
Don't say that word.
Why not? This morning, I was walking along the fortress wall to the north with very good company and...
Good company.
Myself.
And me.
and I spied with my little eye something beginning with B.
I think we should humour him, sire.
Yes, Lord Nook, it could be fun. So, something beginning with a B. Roast beef?
B, Papa, B, not an R.
No, no, I mean beef, roast beef, beef. Am I right, son?
No, Papa, it is not beef.
This is fun, is it not?
I think it's my turn. I become extremely dangerous if I don't get my turn.
Could it be bush, bird, beetle?
Stop it, Lord Nock. That is three words.
Yes, stop it, or I'm not playing. Papa, this is not fair. Brother, beware.
Right, stop this. I command it. Everybody ignore my son.
But, Papa, I have not yet had my turn. I'm going to explode my boorish brother, who incidentally looks like a toad. It's not cricket. Is it block, brother?
Oh, please, look. I'll give you a clue, shall I? Right. It begins with a B. Does that help? Okay, okay. It's block, block. A block from the fortress wall.
That's what I said. And stop pointing that horrible thing, you beastly bastard.
Lotissa, remember you are a lady, and ladies do not say the word bastard, even though your brother deserves it.
Papa, he is always ignoring me. I ought to punch you on the nose.
Oh!
There, I feel much better.
What have you done? You wicked sister, Mama. Look what she has done. I am sure it is broken. Listen. My nose is making a cracking noise. You beastly horrid person.
Ah! Enough of this stupidity. You are a princess, and you are, though it is hard to believe, a prince. Make your mama and papa proud to be your parents. Make us proud.
Oh, and will you stop snivelling? What are you, a man or a mole?
A man, Mama.
Good boy. Soldiers do not cry. You must set an example.
Your mother is right. I
shut your cake hole, Elba. Who pulled your chain?
This is great fun. We ought to do this every day.
Can we get back to the block? And what did you do with the block, sir?
I just let it drop over the edge.
You didn't.
Ow, 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 ow.
Take that. How stupid can you get?
That was a beautiful uppercut and right cross, Mama. I would love to see it again in slow motion.
I just wanted to hear it hit the bottom. But I never heard anything.
Oh, what a naughty boy. No supper for you, my boy. Which means I get a double helping.
Elba, you old fool, this is serious. I pushed another one over the edge to see if I could hear it the second time. Nothing. They are both still falling, for all I know.
I can just imagine when they hit the lowlife down there. Blood everywhere. A real slaughter. Mm.
Sir, I think that your action is a little, how can I put it, delicately, so that you would understand. Stupid. First of all, a left boot, and then two stone blocks. I fear the worst.
Yes, Lord Nock, I also fear the worst.
And what about Elba's boot? You dropped it over the edge, didn't you? Come on, come on. Tell Mummy.
What?
It was you, wasn't it? Come on, own up. Spill the beans, you little stinker.
You little fibber. My own son of all people. I feel betrayed. Cut down. Lord Nock, don't just stand there. Do something.
Allow me, sire. This is for your own good, sir.
Oh! Ow!
Your wish is my command, sire.
It is my turn now, Lord Nock. This is so much fun.
Now I really do fear the worst.